So, Brooklyn, I know you've been running in O News, this Home and Away star that's on the run, and I thought we'd just, like, delve into that a little bit in case, but you're only hearing the headlines of it and not
This
knowing.
Bloke's been in here, Orpheus. He's a good actor. What's going on there? I've heard bits and pieces that he got himself into
He was on Home and Away for 339 episodes, so this guy was not a fleeting member. He was there for a number of years. So a lot of people would be aware of him. He played Mason on Home and Away.
Yeah.
Now, he was in jail, and he was escorted by the judge had granted that he was allowed to travel from jail to the hospital in Melbourne to undergo a mental health assessment for his trial because he needed that to prove that he needed mental health care, you know.
Do we know what he was in jail for, or is that
all? Well, yeah, wasn't it for this actual stomping on the head of the woman?
Yeah, he's charged with assault of a woman, and there's footage of this that has just come out overnight as well.
Yeah, he grabbed the woman from behind, and when he grabbed her, she hit the ground and he stomped on her head so hard that the Vans sneaker imprint left an imprint on her face and ear. And she says that this is the ninth time he's done this since 2021. Wow. And I think she told police, he's going to kill me one day. You know, he's not right.
He
needs help. And so they escorted him. The judge granted that permission that he could be escorted from the jail to the hospital. When he got to the hospital, apparently he was waiting around for 6 hours to be seen.
Well, you know, the Melbourne hospitals, they've got all the ramping problems. The ambulances are all sitting there with patients in the back, no one's seeing anyone.
So he just got up and left and walked off.
Hang on, where was this? Where were the guards?
I don't know. And this is why the judge is fuming, because the judge was like, I probably will never ever grant this again because of what's happened. So the judge is against, I think the judge's better decision granted this transfer.
Right.
And maybe was a bit umming and ahhing about that. And when
I thought, it's not the norm, but I will allow it.
And then,
this guy's just legged it.
They're on the hunt for him. He's a wanted man.
The Home and Away star Orpheus.
Yeah. So
he's sat with us before and talked to us.
I think he has. I can't really remember, actually. I know he would have. I remember that name very clearly, and I don't watch Home and Away, so I think he was on the show.
I think I complimented him on having such an exquisite name.
It is a very interesting name, Orpheus.
It's usually like
it?
A villain in a James Bond movie called Orpheus.
Yeah.
Now it's a real-life villain.
So we'll keep you posted on that story. I mean,
so he bashes chicks, and he's absconded from the hospital.
Yeah, on the run.
Under prison guard. So he's really an escaped prisoner.
Yeah, he is, essentially.
And this poor chick thinks...
No, when they were together, I think she said that. I think that's what I gathered from the story I read, that he's just...
Now,
or maybe she said that after, I don't
Bruno
know.
Is the only person I can go to who has, that I know, has escaped custody from a mental institution. Is this true, Bruno?
Yeah, it's pretty lax, the guards that they have when you're waiting to be seen.
Remember when you escaped the police custody and you rang me from the guard?
Yeah. Because what they do, they outsource it most of the time. So it's not like they have a cop standing there. They'll very often just have someone from a third party security standing there. And they've got to, you know, piss, they're only human. So, like, myself and plenty of other people have escaped when they just turn their back. So it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I remember going to visit you in one of them, and
Did you go and visit him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think, didn't we get permission to go outside for a little bit, like for 5 minutes?
Yeah. You got celebrity privilege, so we were able to go outside.
And I thought, Dahl, I could break you out of here easy. Like,
you said that.
Well, yeah.
Is that conspiracy to commit break?
I just knew he was fed up with it, you know. But I wasn't going to break him out. I couldn't do that.
Well, I didn't know that you went to visit him. I keep away from the lunatics. When he went into the loony bin, I was like, yeah, that's it for me. Till you're normal.
Yeah, get back to
they
normal.
They were ringing up saying,
and then I'll be your friend
they were
again.
Like, will you accept a reverse charge call from the loony bin? I said, hell no, and hang up.
Oh, you're such a fair weather friend.
I just know he's going to be like, oh, Kyle,
Yeah.
Come and get me. And I don't want to say no. I would have gone. So I never accepted the reverse charge.
So you didn't
calls.
Want it, yeah. Oh, so much for, Darl, if you ever go to Bali and end up like Chappelle Corby, don't worry. I'll have the choppers in there. Yeah, I'll break you out.
Me getting you out of a foreign country is a piece of piss. Me helping him escape a local loony bin, there's no interest there for me.
Why?
It does nothing for me.
Yeah, right. You don't feel he needs saving.
It makes me want it. Now, if I got you out of some third world jail,
I'd be hailed a hero
by the local community here. Never be able to go to Bali again. No skin off my nose.
Do you think Albo would do anything about that?
Listen, I don't lean on Albo for any favour. Knowing politicians and stuff, you can't lean on any of them for a favour.
They want to keep their hands
clean.
Oh,
they're all so pure. I said, what's the point of having power if you can't abuse it? Hey, that's worth a thought. You try your whole life to be the most powerful at something. Oh, you're not allowed to use your power. Why bother?
Be normal. Can't even accept a bottle of wine.
That's right. Remember that premier that got fired for the wine?
Yeah. Was it Grange or something? Kinfolds?
Mind you, that bloke did help me out with my issues, that particular premier back in the day.
What issues did you have?
Well, they wouldn't let me pave the pool area to the size I wanted to because of some green plan in St Ives. And I said, bullshit, I own this land. I'll concrete the entire joint. So there was a discussion. And, yeah, anyway, I got my way and then the grass lost.
Y'all been great.
Thank you so much.
Kyle and Jackie O.